This is the New Leaders Podcast, the podcast for leaders who want to master the new way of entrepreneurship. The new leader doesn't hustle, leads by example, intentionally creates whatever she wants, and mostly makes a difference in the world. I'm your host, Rihanna, business and mindset mentor, and I've built a six-figure business from scratch in 24 hours a week, doing what I love, making a positive impact on other people's lives. And you can do that too. In this podcast, I teach you how to combine strategy, mindset, and energy to build the most profitable business close to your heart. Every week, you can expect a new episode full of inspiring content that will help you build your dream business and fulfill your ultimate potential. Hello, beautiful, beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is a podcast episode that has been on the shelves for a while. Today, I want to talk to you about building a business that brings you fulfillment and joy. A profitable business that brings you fulfillment and joy. Maybe even a six-figure or a multiple six-figure business, whatever your current goal is. But honestly, I think that the money part is the easy part. But a business that brings long-term fulfillment and joy, that's next level. I think that is not as easy as it may sound. But that is what you want when you are at the end of your life. It matters how much you've enjoyed your life, how fully you were really able to live it, how fulfilled you've been feeling. Because you can't take your money to the other side, right? What really matters in the end is that. So you don't want to skip that part. And I don't think you do, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to the New Leaders Podcast. But I haven't recorded an episode about this before, and that surprised me. Because that's what I'm all about, and because I think that's really important. You know, a profitable business or six-figure or multiple six, whatever, great. But if it doesn't bring you joy and fulfillment, you miss the entire point. So that's what I want to talk to you about. So this is for you if you're currently, you know, growing your business to another level, and it's important for you to keep enjoying it and to keep feeling fulfilled. This is also for you if you're at the beginning of your business and you have the desire to create your business by design, a business that brings you fulfillment and joy. This is also for you if you've lost the feeling of fulfillment and joy and you want to get it back. I'm going to take you through the quote-unquote steps, all right, that are required to... I cut it up in steps just to make it easy to grasp and understand what it takes to build a business that gives you joy and fulfillment every day. And I've been in a place where I didn't feel the joy and fulfillment, or I felt like I was completely missing the point because I was working so hard that I didn't even have time to enjoy my life. So I've been there. So believe me, I really understand what it takes. All right. So a business that brings you fulfillment and joy is a business that reflects your values, desires, and dreams. In other words, you need to be clear on what your values are and your desires are in your dreams. And they can change, by the way. So if you find yourself in a moment where you've not been enjoying running your business, and I don't mean for a day or two, you know, because it happens to everyone, but for a couple of weeks or months, you want to check, hey, does my business still reflect my values as a person, or have they changed? and does it still reflect my desires and dreams? It's a business that facilitates your ideal life, not gets in the way of your ideal life. So that's something you want to check as well. All right. Step number one is reverse engineering. You want to start at the drawing table and ask yourself, okay, what does my ideal business look like? What I've seen quite a lot is entrepreneurs were, you know, having a certain business idea, they're excited about it, and they just started building it, hustling, growing their business, you know, and then all of the sudden, you know, their business would be successful. They would probably have employees and they, you know, a lot of costs, also making a lot of money, and they would find themselves unhappy and unfulfilled, you know, a few years later. You don't want that to happen to you. You want to start by asking yourself, all right, what does that look like to me, right? The goal is to take all your boxes. That's possible. The starting point is always everything is possible. Everything that I desire is possible. That's the mindset that you want to start with. Knowing that everything is possible, what does that look like for me? Because that's probably completely different from what it looks like for me. The amount of hours you want to work, the kind of money you need in order to live your ideal life. Do you feel that you, for me, I'm going to give some examples of my own ideal business, how I designed my business, created my business by design, to give you a little bit of an idea. For example, for me, 24 hours per week is just perfect. I wouldn't want to work less. But what is important for me is that that I have the possibility to work less. So that, for example, if I'm on holidays, you know, I want to take a holidays for a week, that I can bring that down to 2 hours or 3 hours a week, right? That's important for me, that I have that flexibility, that I can work 24 hours, but I don't have to. If I would be sick this week, for example, then there wouldn't be any problem because I have only probably 3 or 4 calls that I really need to take. And, you know, the rest of the week I could be in bed if I want, you know. So for me, that's important, that I have, in general, I work 24 hours. But if somehow something gets in the way or, you know, the our Nana is sick or something and I have to watch it on, then it's no problem. You know, my business doesn't come to a hold. There is no stress. I just, okay, I can scale back to only a few hours a week if that's necessary. So that's the way that I build my business. Another thing that for me is I love coaching. First, I'm a coach. Second, I'm an entrepreneur for me. And there are people who, you know, who have that the other way around. First, they feel like an entrepreneur. They, more than anything, they like growing a business or businesses. And second, they are that service provider that they are. That's something very important for you to know, because for me, what brings me the most joy and fulfillment is coaching people in groups, one-on-one, you know, doing programs. That's what I love. And so that's something I'm never going to stop doing, right? And then there are entrepreneurs who, for example, say, I don't like the coaching part necessarily, so I'm going to record all the videos. Right? And I'm not going to do it live. And I'm not going to offer any one-on-one coaching. Right? So you want to get clear on that. What are those things in your business that you really love doing most of the time? What is ideal for you when it comes to what is freedom for you? We all want freedom, but freedom means something completely different for everyone, right? So some people, they want to travel the whole time. But for me, I don't want to travel the whole time. I'm fine staying in one place, but I do want to have the flexibility to take trips for, I think we go on holidays, I think between 2 and 3 months a year. That for me is important. So it really, everything is possible, and you want to get to the drawing table and ask yourself, what does that look like for me? Because everything is possible. And you draw it. You get to the drawing table and you design your ideal life. So if you currently find yourself not experiencing joy and fulfillment, go back to the drawing table. Start over and see, all right, what does my ideal business look like? What would I be doing in the ideal world? How many hours would I be working? Do I have a team? What do I do? What do I don't do? All right, that's step number one. And step number one kind of keeps coming back because you change. Your desires and dreams change. Your business changes. So this is a question that you want to keep asking yourself. Am I still creating something that I'm happy with? Am I still waking up excited about running and growing this business? All right. Step number two is doing it your way. Here's the thing. Every strategy works. Like literally, they all work. You just need to find what works for you. There are a million ways to roam. And you need to find your way. What's necessary for you? You need to know about strategies. You want to know the possibilities. You want to try a lot of things. You want to try what works for you, what doesn't work for you. You want to try the things that feel good, the things that don't feel good. It's important, to give yourself some space to try a whole bunch of things, to give you time to give yourself space to also try the things that maybe not resonate with you in the first place, but to give them a try, really. You want to try a lot of different things, and you want to find your own way. I've heard people say that they hear the voice of a coach in their head, right? So it was a while ago, and I had a conversation with an entrepreneur, and she said, yeah, actually I think she was talking about her marketing message. She says, I want my marketing message to be like this and this, but I can already hear a coach in my head saying that that's not a good strategy, that I should do it in this and this way. That's what you don't want. The voice that needs to be prominent is the voice in your own head or your own heart. I recommend working with a coach 100%, but don't get a one-trick pony. Don't get a coach that has basically one trick up her sleeve and that's what she teaches you. Because then, if that's not something that resonates you or you simply hate it or it sucks all the energy out of you, you're fucked, basically, right? Then this coach can't support you any further. You want somebody that gives you a million options and helps you to find your way, because that's the way that's going to bring you fulfillment. That's the way that's going to bring you joy. Therefore, that's the way that is sustainable. The energy behind a certain strategy is so important. It's determines if this strategy is going to be successful, yes or no. So I've had a coach that recommended me Facebook ads basically, she didn't really give me any other options. She was just like, you have to start using Facebook ads. And that's something that doesn't resonate with me at all. Nothing about it resonates for me, you know? It's just like, it doesn't bring me joy. It doesn't, I don't really believe in it. That's a very important one as well. If you don't believe in a strategy, you know, I mean, it's not gonna work. It's just, I've tried it before and it didn't work. So it's just like all these things for me that are just like, you know, no. So if I'm going to implement this strategy, invest the time and the money and the energy in this strategy, while I don't believe in it, while it's not bringing me joy, it's not going to work, right? So this is super important. Yes, learn about strategies. Master the strategies, always keep improving, always keep learning. That's what I do. I you know, I always try to get better at things. I keep learning. I think that's super important. But find your own way in this jungle of ways to get to your goal. Find your own way. You'll probably, you know, walk into some alleys that are not for you. You're gonna run into walls and walk into ways that you don't like. That's necessary, but find your own way and listen to your own inner voice, your own heart that will always be there guiding you to find your way. I really, really believe in that. And that's basically the next step. You want to listen to your heart. It's such an open door. But it's not easy. It's not easy in the online industry where there are so many people screaming so many different things. And your ego is constantly triggered. It's not easy to keep listening to your own heart in this online industry. It's not easy. What it takes, for me, it's very important to take time off from all this noise, to take time off social media. When you do that, you minimize, you know, all the noise and all the triggers. Because just ask yourself, you know, when I'm scrolling to social media, what happens inside of me? You know, how do I feel? Do I feel, you know, happy and inspired and, you know, I experience joy while scrolling to social media, then, you know, I mean, keep doing it. You know, that's no problem. That's great. But if you're scrolling through social media and going through posts and stories and you feel triggered and you feel like you're not enough or you're not doing enough or you're missing some kind of strategy or somebody's doing better than you or you're doing better than other people, that's not a place you want to hang out all the time. And it depends on the day, right? I have days where I, you know, I'm on social media and I love interacting with people and I feel inspired by other things and I'm just having a good time. But there are also days that social media is just triggering and it triggers, you know, those thoughts and those feelings that I've just mentioned of not being good enough and things that you need to do and you shouldn't do, or, you know, and it gets confusing. You get into your head. So what you want to do is you want to set your ego aside. And your ego is basically everything fear. I recorded a pretty good podcast about it. What's it called? Something with ego. I'm not sure. I'm gonna put it in the show notes. But I've recorded this year, and it's a very useful podcast that helps you to recognize your ego, and it gives you tools on how not to, you know, react. But your ego is basically the enemy of your heart, right? Your ego is fear-based and your heart is love-based. And you can easily identify them by, you know, you have this inner critical voice that we all know. And then you have this more loving voice, you know, that's the voice that, you know, said that you should start a business and that you can do it and that you're pretty good at what you do and that you can dream big. And then this was critical voice that comes in your head and says, you're behind, you're not good enough. There are other people that are better than you, or you're better than other people, or it's criticizing you, right? You have those two voices, and one is empowering, you know, the voice of your intuition and your heart, that's the empowering one. And that's the one that also knows the way towards joy and fulfillment. And then there's the disempowering one, and that's your ego, and that's fear, and that's the one you don't want to follow, you know, that leads you into the opposite direction. It's the killer of joy. You want to set your ego aside as much as you can. You want to shut that voice down as much as you can. And you want to listen to that voice, that loving, encouraging voice who has all the answers, who knows exactly what your next step is going to be, who knows what risks you should take, who knows what things you need to let go of in order to get to your next level, who knows what, you know, brings you the most joy, and who's not worried about, you know, the next money goal or being the best in your industry or getting the most likes or engagement or what others do in your industry. Your heart is not worried about that, right? It's just focused on everything you've already created and expanding in the most joyful, fulfilling way. That's what your heart is busy about. And that's always the way you wanna follow. That's always the direction you want to head in. That's always the way to joy. That's always the way to growth. That's always the way to fulfillment. And I think that's very, very crucial. If you've lost joy in your business, chances are very big that your ego got a hold of you. That fear in some form of way got a hold of you and it sucked the joy and fulfillment out of you. And what you want to do is shift back, shift back, shift back. Yeah. All right. Those are the three most important steps that you can, you know, take in any order, really. It's the first step that is reverse engineering. Start with where you want to go. What's your desire? What's important for you? What are your values? What is it that you want to spend your time doing? What gives you joy and fulfillment at the end of the day? What gives you that feeling that, wow, this was a good day and it mattered, you know? Step number two is doing it your way. Be stubborn. Definitely get a coach or read a book or study strategies, but then be stubborn and find your way, because all strategies, if you don't half-ass them, you know, that's a disclaimer, don't half-ass your strategies, but all strategies have the potential to work for you. You just need to find yours. The strategy that brings you joy, the strategy that you want to commit to, the strategy that you believe in, that's very important. So get a coach that gives you options. And step number three is listen to your heart. Such an open door, but not always easy, because fear tends to get a hold of us very easily. And fear is the killer of joy. And fear is not just being afraid to do something. That's not what I mean when I say fear. Fear is so much bigger. You know, fear is the need to prove yourself. Fear is having to have more likes or more clients. Or fear is feeling the scarcity of revenue or the scarcity in something. That's all fear-based. Fear is much more than being afraid to do something. All right, gonna wrap this up. I hope this was useful for you. If you have any questions, feel free to hop in my DM on Instagram and let's chat. Thank you so much for listening. Ciao.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the New Leaders Podcast today. If you love listening, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a review on iTunes or Spotify. Or let me know that you're listening by tagging me on social media. So, keep chasing your desires, beautiful, and I wish you an amazing rest of your day.